Broken. It's the first courtroom battle over the president's plan. The National Labor Relations Board issuing complaints naming McDonald's as a joint employer of workers at its franchises. That's a win for unions in their effort to get the agency to hold franchisers liable for labor violations by store owners. But at least one group has vowed to fight that decision. Joining us now on America's Morning News is the Job Creators Network CEO, Alfredo Ortiz. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us today.
Matt, good morning. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Tell us about the ruling and what's wrong with it in the eyes of your organization.
Well, sir, in the end, this is really about big government getting bigger and small business getting smaller. And what we're really going to start seeing is the disenfranchising of America right before our very eyes, and it's going to hit minorities hard. The ruling overall, when we look at it, it's proposed this new rule that has the potential to destroy the current franchise system in America. Part of that complaint that they had, Matt, filed Friday against McDonald's, the general counsel is calling franchisees and the parent company joint employers. Now, this is a major shift in employment and contract law that is going to break the system that isn't broken.
When you say it will break the system, what do you mean by that?
Well, Matt, overall, when you look at the franchising system, it's been responsible for the creation of more than 825,000 small businesses in America that supports 18 million jobs and adds more than $2 trillion to the economy. And in particular, when you look at minority franchisees, one out of every five of those is a minority franchisee. And this system has been working and growing even throughout our great recession we just went through. The franchise system has continued to grow and has continued to add jobs. And now the National Labor Relations Board is looking at trying to change that with this ruling.
So where does it go from here?
Well, the big part is that it's got a long process to go through, and it's no surprise that the National Labor Relations Board issued this ruling on Friday, just before the holidays. They're hoping it kind of goes away. It was over 700 pages, really, so they're really kind of hoping that this is another one of these things that just goes away over the holidays. But it's going to be a long process, and McDonald's is there to fight it. But honestly, Matt, it's easy to vilify McDonald's when we look at this overall, and it's not a surprise that they've picked McDonald's to do this with. But the franchising system represents from Merry Maids to Goodyear auto dealerships to Roto-Rooters to Visiting Angels. I mean, it really covers the gamut of different businesses across the country. And so we have to take a stand for this. And at Job Creators Network, we represent the voice of small businesses. And this is literally an attack on small businesses, an attack on small business minority and entrepreneurs.
Is this specifically the NLRB, is this specifically in response to the protests across the country for these employees? They want to raise wages to $15 an hour?
Well, you know, what they're trying to say, this is actually, it's not specifically related to it if you read the ruling, but one of the concerns, again, is that the impact that it's actually going to have on the entrepreneur businesses, and again, as I mentioned, minority businesses in particular. I mean, we've seen this before, right, where the same people that some of these regulations have tried to help in the past are actually hurting. Look at Dodd-Frank, for example. That was supposed to, help with the banking system, but it really has hurt small community banks, in particular, and access to capital for small business entrepreneurs. So, again, this is about, just another example of bureaucratic overreach. You have five lawyers on that board who have never run a franchise, who aren't elected officials, sitting around the table making decisions that can negatively impact a significant part of our economy, and no one is stopping them.
And it should be noted, the Job Creators Network isn't alone in this fight. You have the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that opposes this. You have the International Franchise Association as well. Have you spoken to anybody in those groups?
You know, we have. We're very concerned. We told them that we were very concerned about what happened on Friday. And one of the things that we're most proud of, Job Creators Network, we're a group of CEOs and business leaders that in many cases don't even have anything to do with the franchise system, but we're just very concerned that the very fundamentals and principles that made this economy great in this country are being attacked by unelected bureaucrats. And that's our biggest concern.
Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day.
You too. Follow the show on Twitter at Matt Ray Talk. Use the hashtag AMN. If you want to know more about their effort, you can head on over to Job Creators Network.